In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we pray for those that are listening. Give them understanding of this message. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me.
Amen.
I want you to listen closely to this message.
In the
earlier broadcast, I've been talking about the inner circle of God. I was saying that Jesus Christ said, many are called, but few are chosen. And Christ is calling you to be zealous, to enter into that inner circle. You may say, you preacher, you make things look as if it's so hard to become a Christian. It's not hard at all. Christ said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Jesus Christ keta we no me ari he no kwani ade ne yari ofure nu.
He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
Awe ihogi oye no kwa
is very easy.
Hello, here.
It is after you have become a Christian, you are born again. When you are a child of God, this message pertains to you. And when you are a child of God, there are a lot of benefits in Christ Jesus. Just look at any country. In any kingdom, there are civilians, and there are also the military men. The military men are military men. They have extra benefit for being military men. Because they have a duty to perform, they have extra benefits that they enjoy as military men. Because of their duty that they have to perform, then they go through a very tough military training. In the countries of the world, not everybody is enrolled to be a military man at all. In the same way, God is not calling everybody to be a military man in his kingdom. Of course, when you are called and you come to Jesus and you are born again, then you are part of the citizen of heaven. If you die, you go to paradise and wait for the resurrection of the
dead.
But what I'm saying is that there is a higher calling that Apostle Paul talks about. There's an higher calling and higher order of sins that Christ is talking about that are called the first fruits. Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Paul
he said, if and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. Apostle Paul knew about this high calling, that there is a higher order of believers.
Paul in Wari Wari Ogipono, you say Wairo,
and it is this higher order of believers that we receive the full redemption, the redemption of our body from death.
Ogipona, nene mani e me ya yi ne hala ya ha mi wu ye ye.
Those who are not of that higher order, they may die physically and go to paradise and wait for resurrection.
Ne no nya mati e ari e uwe buni ya wa ge ya be wu ya 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 o se go di opa gbe yan ri opa gbe.
And in 2 Timothy chapter 2 also verse 4 and 5 Apostle Paul said this again.
Timothy no ogeva Paul be gun kan e wa ni.
Even in verse 3 he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
O fie ha wa ni o we no yoku o saloboa umwe gbe yoto.
He said, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life.
Mama ono yoku no be hon ko o bi awe an yo boss ni si le mi eso na we mani awulo
that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier.
We ni no mi ke na mo orien o ma no zo no yoku
and it's more in the very soon
da o ege ni maya ma ko mo to ibuto na ni ya.
And God is going to take over from the kingdom of this darkness of the world. And he's calling Christians into this level of military men so that we can take over from the kingdom of darkness. And that is what he is talking about in the thunders.
Revelation.
In the earlier broadcast, I was talking about the ministration of an entrance to the believers. And Apostle Peter was talking about this in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Peter
Remember, this letter was written to Christians. And Peter was saying, after you have done all of these 10 things that he listed here, in verse 8, he said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
in verse 10, he went further and said, if you do these things, you shall never fall.
But
what are the things he was talking about? In verse 5 to verse 8. He said, adding to your faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance. Knowledge. Temperance. And patience. And godliness.
Nana yewo sa.
And brotherly kindness.
And
charity.
Keke our woman no say here.
Me say, well, those are all Christian virtues.
We are we man ya yini.
He said, after if you are doing all these things, you shall never fall.
Oh, when I hear ude ye ude ya ye.
But in verse 11, he said, if you are one of them that will never fall because you are doing these things, then this will be given to you in verse 11. So what will be given to you if you are already a Christian? For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly. Listen to this closely. Many people that are believer, after you have come to Jesus Christ and you are born again, you pray for the Holy Spirit of God. It is not a minister that is going to give you that. It's Jesus that gives the Holy Spirit. There could be multitude that claim to have come to Jesus and they claim that they have been born again. And they all gather in the church and we are praying for them for the Holy Spirit, and only a few of them will receive the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is given only by Jesus, not by us.
And
Jesus Christ said, I know my sheep. He said, not all that call me Lord, Lord are entering my Father's kingdom. So Jesus Christ looks at the heart and he knows those that are his own and he gives them the Holy Spirit according to as he wants.
But
that is what we mean by being minister, a ministration by the Lord Jesus Christ himself to you. But Apostle Peter is saying in this verse here,
Peter
he's talking to we that are already having the Holy Spirit. That after you have been doing all this charity and godliness, that another administration by Jesus will be given to you.
Oh, when I wear more money, Kekin, and I ye was sunny, or where in Onyama do cure then in the
way. It is an entrance.
A word then
into the kingdom, everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior.
Oh, then
this is a great mystery that you must understand so that you can strive to enter in.
When
the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching on
earth,
he never made people feel complacent. Jesus was going towards Jerusalem and the disciples look around, they said, we are so few.
But Jesus Christ walked in Jerusalem,
and they asked the Lord Jesus, they said, is it only few that will be saved like us? Only few of us like this that will be saved?
Jesus Christ,
you know, Jesus didn't answer them and said they are already saved.
Jesus Christ ma kwani awe ya mi mi fane.
He told them that you have to strive to enter in.
Ona ka mi awe o ke ken we khon.
He said,
we ye kena la o.
Because many will try to enter but they will not be able.
O wa ye no awa o ni a lo de ni ya emetin la.
So this is not a matter of you will just try. You have to strive to enter in.
Ona we awe okay gun we wa we ni kere.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is what we are saying. There is an entrance to be ministered to you by Jesus. You have to strive to enter into that entrance.
But
it's just like saying, whom will Jesus Christ give the Holy Spirit to? Only those that have been born again, that have opened their heart to him. Now among we that have been receiving, that have received the Holy Spirit, whom is Jesus Christ going to minister this entrance to? And this is what Apostle Peter was saying about you. Only those that he has seen that they shall never fall. That was why he said, if you do all these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered to you. I remember praying for somebody that followed me for a while some years ago. This brother was baptized in water by me. And when I look around, I judge him from the outward, I thought he was so interested in the gospel. And this brother was jubilating in the love of Jesus Christ. After he gave himself to Christ, he will follow me to preach. He was on fire for Jesus. But I pray for him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He has not received it yet. One day he asked me that, I say, ask anything from me, from Jesus.
Adopa na no we ne Jesus Christ le
me and him were praying together.
My vana le run.
And I felt like asking him, I said, ask anything that I should pray for you.
In aka we ne Jesus Christ e mi ropa ni me kina le
run. Because we were able to part, he was going to a college one that day.
Oda yen ha pa o ha ri e school.
And he said I wanted to receive this Holy Spirit. I was touched in my heart.
Even in our
community, I pray that the Lord will give it to him. I just couldn't see. I couldn't know why the Lord did not give him the Holy Spirit. See, Jesus Christ looks at the heart. We are looking at the outward appearance.
Jesus Christ
it is Jesus that ministered the Holy Spirit.
Jesus Christ,
the same way, what I'm talking about is that there is still another entrance that Jesus Christ will minister to you after you have been born again and filled with the Holy
Ghost.
But you have to make yourself ready for it. That is the prerequisite that Apostle Peter has just listed in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Just like we can preach that to receive the Holy Spirit, you have to make yourself ready like this. Like I was saying about that brother that didn't receive the Holy Spirit, I couldn't understand why the Lord Jesus didn't answer that prayer. But 2 years later, this brother went back from the Lord. After this brother went to the university and he saw the life in the university, he gave up the Christianity. He turned back to drinking and smoking with the other boys. You can see now why Jesus Christ didn't give the Holy Spirit, because Jesus Christ can see the future. I was not knowing that, but Jesus Christ has seen that.
But Jesus Christ beg all in.
God does not give something to somebody. He can't give you the Holy Spirit and you drive the Holy Spirit out. God is holy. When the Holy Spirit comes, it comes to stay permanently forever.
It
won't come in and then be driven out by some devils. So that's why he will rather not come in the first place. So the same way when Apostle Paul was telling you this, whom will Jesus Christ minister this entrance to?
The one Jesus Christ here, Odenana.
It is those that Apostle Peter said they shall never fall.
Who's winning a Peter tower never day?
And say, where is it again in the Bible?
Where they know where they cannot yet be no one.
In the book of Psalms 118.
A best psalm. Okay, David, we know time.
David also said this about this ministration of an entrance.
David, we know.
In verse 19 and 20. David knew about this entrance and he called it gates.
David,
he said, open to me the gates of righteousness.
When I care, oh, bana, okay, or you know,
I will go into them and I will praise the Lord.
May
I
allow way near Cabogo Saloboa?
He said, what type of gate is this?
Monahue,
he said, this gate of the Lord.
Ona, huna, ogosa,
into which the righteous shall enter.
Ne ave mani huehala.
Who will enter this gate? Only the righteous. That is only those that God has classified and accepted as righteous. That is why Apostle Peter was saying the same thing in his book.
ọ̀nà ṣe ìpítà náà rẹ̀ àtàrí náà wá ẹ̀gbọ́n yóò tọ̀.
Those that have been classified that they shall never fall, those are the people that Christ will minister this same pastor.
Àwùsùn ìmọ̀nà náà rẹ̀ táwẹ̀ ẹ̀hán dé ẹni ẹ̀hán kẹ́ ẹ̀kú náà náà.
This is the spiritual ceiling of the people of God.
Ọ̀nà ìná náà rẹ̀ èmi èso yìí ọ̀yà gbìyàn ní àhán àhán
dé. And when God seal you unto himself, the devil cannot touch you anymore.
Ìná náà náà rẹ̀ a máa yú wẹ̀.
You can never go back from God anymore. And that is the ceiling that he also was Jesus Christ was talking about in Matthew chapter
25.
A lot of preachers have spoken about this parable in Matthew chapter
25. Ave ma ohe yave yunuka kai be matuna when isen yagi.
Sometimes we use this parable to symbolize as if it is the rapture.
But so ma ave yunuka we obe give na lagbonati.
But the Lord told me this parable is actually talking of this ceiling into his kingdom that he's talking about.
E nonya ke gwime gwa we. Ona ìnori ma oye ama ni hari enya ima ya
yini. In Matthew chapter 25 verse 1 to verse 10, we talk of the parable of the 10 virgins.
Ena bebe na ve taivo be Matthew ave ima ya yina yeve ubi eno.
Where he said at midnight there was a cry made and these 10 virgins woke up.
Owe ason rire ave ubi na yana
the wise virgins had oil, the foolish virgins have lost their oil.
So
those that had oil, they went in with the bridegroom and the door was shut. Many times preachers have preached that that is meaning they will be raptured. It's not talking of rapture in this shutting of the door. It's the ceiling into his kingdom that he's talking about here. Of course, those that were sealed like these are the only people that even have a hope of the rapture.
Ave mana ne nonya ari ama yegbe oha meti lagbona tin o.
So you can see why I said this is not talking of the rapture here.
Wa mi eni a no ze inata we ore enana lagbona tin.
Because the other virgins, when they got oil, they were knocking on the door.
Oda nike yari amo fi gbone ena do atwe I so bawuro.
So where is the door of the rapture that they will be knocking on to?
This symbolizing
this gate of righteousness that Apostle David was talking about.
Those
that were ready, the Lord Jesus Christ will seal them into his kingdom. And when you are sealed in, you become his permanently forever. Those that have been sealed into his kingdom, those are the people that can start this military training that I was talking about. And only those even have the hope of going in the rapture. Because it is through this military training that we are going to select, that Christ is going to select those that will be endued with power. It is through that supernatural training from God himself that he is going to select those that will conquer the devil. And it is those that will go and disappear from this planet without seeing death. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is why I said you have to begin to grow up now. You have to be zealous for power from God now. You have to be desiring more power from God now. That was why Apostle Paul said that Christ is coming for a church that is perfect.
He's
coming for a church that is without spot, without wrinkle, and blameless.
eya eme ya yi neme ama neme mi no si koko o kho be gbe
obude. Jesus is calling you right now, you that is listening to me.
E no nyama ti wewe no da me hi me.
If you are not a believer, you better repent and be born again.
Do well mi ya yo keke ni we mi mi ekwe no nya do gbe bi we.
So that you can even have a hope of being partaker of this calling of God.
When no me when me ke na do amo me ko no wa e ma e ma e ma no ha le
abona. And if you are already a believer and you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you better begin to get more power from God now.
There are me ya you were king or heke or umor you know what heke and was swam with I ma home you to one at no bobe no
yam. Because like Apostle Peter said, it is those that are striving to enter in that grace we open the door unto.
Even a Peter tie where a maniga ma no honey or hamet it la way.
You say, how do we prepare? How do we strive to enter in?
The way ni maya be my head, the way ni maya
is by walking with Jesus. You have to walk with Jesus.
Okay, ni magwe sukhian, a jesukhian, mammy can amet it la.
He said, can two people walk together except they be agreed?
Oh, am I or sevai amet it yave tiame ekokba?
Because light and darkness cannot walk together.
Avant quelque à son et au pas hier.
So you have to begin to walk with Jesus and please God.
Okay, can we agree Jesus Christian? We may cana we ekoiri.
And how do we walk with Jesus?
Devima agree Jesus Christian.
After you have given your life to Jesus and you have repented from your sin and you are born again.
When I reko we ni Jesus Christian or de baby we
in praying often. In fastings often. You have to be singing praises to Jesus daily. Because that is the only food that the prophets give to God.
It's
by singing praises to God. That's the only food we give to God.
He
said we offer sacrifices of praise to Him.
Only in my metidi in Jesus Christ in manali
and Christ is calling you to begin to do that every day.
Okay, Jesus Christ to when and where degbe degbe.
When you begin to do that, God will begin to minister to you. Angels will begin to minister to you.
We are one in onyama liye furi amwemi esohe ya nyawe ava gelivi awogiya.
And you have to begin to fast more and pray more.
Okay, Ken, we are more we here we are learning we here.
And put on the whole armor of God.
Mweave mi yokuogo salobani nyagbe.
I said in Ephesians chapter 6.
When I tie the bare efficiency,
and one of the armor of God is the foot, being sure with the preparation of the gospel of peace. That means you must be bold enough to tell other people about Jesus. And Jesus Christ will begin to walk with you, and he's not ashamed of you when you are not ashamed of him.
And
when you talk about Jesus, Jesus will give you power to tell more.
When I go by Jesus Christ,
devils will want to attack you, but Jesus will give you more power to overcome them. That's how we grow in Jesus.
I
said it is time for you to begin to do this because Christ is coming very soon. Do you want to be among this army of believers of God? I want to pray for you now. Say, Jesus,
yes,
come into my heart. Let me be zealous for more power. Quicken me by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, I pray for those that are listening. Touch them, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And deliver them from sin.
Amen.
And increase their zeal right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Write to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster gospeldistribution.org, webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, and you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time, in Jesus' name.